الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: قد أفلح المؤمنون الذين هم في صلاتهم خاشعون. وقال تعالى: والذين هم على صلواتهم يحافظون. وقال تعالى: وأقيم الصلاة إن الصلاة تنهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. On one occasion, many occasions, Hazrat Ji Maulana Inam ul Hasan Sahib, Rahmatullah Alayhi, was the Amir of Tabligh Jamaat. He used to say many times that let us all get together and we try and make one command of Allah totally alive in the world. And that is the command of Namaz. Namaz is the most important after Iman. And Hazrat Ji used to try a lot and emphasize a lot that we all make effort that Namaz, Salat becomes 100% alive in the Ummah. So Allah Ta'ala give us also tawfiq, firstly for ourselves, that we establish Namaz properly, and then we make effort on everyone else also, that every person becomes a Namazi. Yeah, in our room, we all can try with nice way, speak to all our friends and encourage them also to become Namazis. And at home also, we should try and when we correspond, we talk to them at home. When we are at home, then we should be an example also for them, and we should encourage them to become Namazis. Namaz is a great favor of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Where it is our duty, it is our farz that we have to make our namaz, but actually namaz is one of the greatest gifts of Allah Ta'ala. Like Iman is the greatest gift. Iman is not a burden on a person. Iman is going to give a person Jannat. And then we will see the value of Iman. On the basis of Iman, Allah Ta'ala will grant to Jannat. And the ni'mat of Jannat, then we will appreciate. And if a person lives any other life besides Iman, he might think he's enjoying now, which he is not also. It might look to him he's being fooled. He's thinking that he's enjoying like in a dream. A person thinks he's enjoying, but there is no enjoyment, there is no reality. And when Allah Ta'ala protect us all, when the person who without Iman will be in Jahannam, and all the various types of punishment, then he will realize that this was no enjoyment whatsoever. It was the worst thing ever. Like that, namaz also is a great gift of Allah Ta'ala. Who is a namazi? Like that, we all will feel that I make namaz. But ulama have written that a namazi is a person who makes his 5 times namaz. Even if he's missing 1 times namaz, then that person is not really regarded as a namazi. 5 times namaz, and the bare minimum in the namaz for man with takbir-e-ula, right from the beginning of the namaz. Not that we are regular latecomers, we are human beings. Sometimes it happens to a person, last minute he has to go to toilet, somebody keeps him up for something, and he can't, but normally that takbir-e-ula, a person is present, that is called a namazi. From takbir-e-ula right till the salam. And then the outward postures of namaz also must be correct. A very extreme example, if a person just sits and meditates and he thinks I'm making namaz, we know it's not namaz. Similarly, the postures also, right from raising the hands and facing of the hands to the qibla, everything in many of us make this error. In sajda, our fingers are open. Sajda, the fingers must be closed also. And the fingers mustn't face, the hands mustn't face this way or that way. They must face straight to qibla. In the same way, our legs also must face straight to qibla with just a 4-finger gap between the 2 legs. They mustn't be very broad also, just a 4-finger gap, and they must also face to qibla. So if Allah makes it, especially those who are conscious of the namaz, to correct the namaz, at least the outward side of namaz, the postures must be correct. May Allah Ta'ala give us all tawfiq. And then a namazi is also that person who is in namaz. We are here, our body is here, but if our thoughts are at home, our thoughts are throughout in the world, etc., so we are not even in namaz really. Though Allah is so kind, He will accept that namaz also. Though there is, Allah save us all, itab. Allah will, there will be a reproach. Allah will ask us, why didn't you, you were in your namaz, you were in my house in the masjid, and you weren't thinking about me. So that also, but we should try to make out, to become what is called a namazi, inshallah. So this namaz is one of those, it's the only ibadah, only farz, which Allah Ta'ala did not send down in this world. But Allah Ta'ala took Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam for Mi'raj, and right by Allah Ta'ala, by the Arsh, Allah gave this great gift. Otherwise, Iman was also made farz in this world. Sawm, Hajj, Zakat, everything else was made farz. Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam came with the commands of Allah tabaruk wa ta'ala in the Quran Sharif, and they were made farz. But for namaz, Allah tabaruk wa ta'ala took Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam for Mi'raj. And the whole incident of Mi'raj we should also study, and there are so many other very, very important points in the Mi'raj. For to give this gift of namaz, Allah Ta'ala had a heart operation done of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Nabi Alayhi Salatu Wasalam's heart was taken out, washed with zamzam, and then with all, meeting all the Anbiya, going to Baytul Maqdis, Baytul Muqaddas, making imamat of all the Anbiya, and then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam went to Allah Ta'ala, and then Allah gave this great gift. And as we all must be aware, initially 50 namazes were made for us for the day. And if we have to calculate how long it takes us for one namaz to prepare, to make wudu, to make our sunnat namaz, after the namaz, the sunnat muakkada, etc., more or less about half an hour. Minimum 20 minutes, about half an hour. And if it was 50 namazes, which should be 25 hours. And we only have got 24 hours, so in 24 hours, we should only have to be making namaz. And then the whole incident where Musa alayhi salatu wasalam said, I found my ummah could not manage this, ask Allah to make it less. And Allah made it finally to 5 times namaz. And Allah Ta'ala declared, what promise I have made on 50 namazes, those who will make their 5 times namaz, I will still give the reward of 50 namazes. So if we make our 5 times namazes properly, it will be like we are 24 hours in namaz, in ibadat. From another aspect also, we can be in namaz 24 hours. Hadraji, Maulana Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali explained, a person, for example, makes his fajr namaz, and who is a namazi. Allah give us that fikr of namaz. That now my fajr is done, I must make my zuhar. Worrying about zuhar. That I must stay healthy, there mustn't be any problem, I must get my zuhar namaz. So he made his niyat of zuhar, so from fajr, on account of his niyat, he's already in zuhar namaz till zuhar time. When he made his zuhar namaz, a namazi, a person who's conscious of his namaz, his fikr is, I must make asr namaz. So he's already in asr. Every namaz, when he makes his isha, then his fikr is, I must be up for fajr. Something mustn't happen that I don't get my fajr. I mustn't oversleep or anything. And if he's making tahajjud, even more better. So the whole night also he's sleeping. He's dreaming. He's doing everything, but he's in namaz. So a namazi can be 24 hours in namaz. And all of us can get that reward. So namaz is a very, very great ibadat. It is a direct connection with Allah Tabaruk wa Ta'ala. When a person raises his hand, ulama have explained various beautiful explanations. One is that a person has surrendered to Allah Ta'ala. That now I'm not mine. All the time we're not ours, but in namaz particularly, I've handed myself over to Allah. And that Allah Ta'ala has called us to His house. For man, our namaz, without a proper shariat and shari excuse, our namaz is not valid anywhere besides the masjid. For a maid, our namaz must be. And for that, just see how lot intizam arrangement Allah has made. The azan is called out. And the azan also, in the days of the past, the muazzin should climb right to the top of the minara and should give the azan there. Today with the mic system, loudly the azan is called out. And the greatness of Allah Ta'ala is called out first to the, how great Allah is. And from that point already, we should try and endeavor also to put into our hearts the greatness of Allah. Muazzin calls out four times, Allahu Akbar. And that the greatness of Allah is in all four directions. It's only Allah's greatness. And basically, elements with which all things are made. There are four basic elements. Fire, water, air, sand. These are the four basic elements. Now they are divided into much, much, much more all other elements. But basically, they are the four elements by which all the existences in the world. When the muazzin says Allahu Akbar four times, that Allah is greater than all these animals. In other words, I'm thinking my shop is great. No, Allah is more greater than my shop. My job, whatever I'm doing. And we who are in the Darul Uloom practically all the time. Allah give us the tawfiq really that when Adhan goes, we have the respect for Adhan. We listen to the words of Adhan and we reply to the words of Adhan also. With regard to the Muazzin, it comes in the Hadith Sharif that he should say the Adhan in as loud a voice as possible. For wherever, whatever hears his voice, all the specks of sand, the leaves of the trees, the bricks, all the things, whatever there is will give evidence for him on the day of Qiyamah that he used to give the Adhan. Adhan is a very, very great ibadat. Today, normally, we think of it as a small ibadat. And we like, if we are to make namaz, then somebody who is like a junior will tell him, you give adhan. Imam Abu Hanifa, rahmatullah alayhi, what a great imam of fiqh, what a great man. Whenever he used to be with his friends, when they used to travel or anywhere, then he should always make a point that he gives adhan. Imamat, he should try and stay away from imamat. But adhan, he used to make point that he gives the adhan. Adhan is a very great ibadat, and the reward of it also will be very great on the day of Qiyamah. So the words of adhan, Allah give us the tawfiq when we hear the adhan, then we respond to it. Reply to the adhan. And at the least, respect the adhan. You unfortunately, even like here in the environment of the Darul Uloom, Adhan goes and it seems to mean nothing to us. We are talking, we carry on talking. It is permissible that if a person is reading Quran Sharif, he can carry on. If there is sabak carrying on, it can carry on. If there is permissibility. But better is that also stops at that time. And even bayan. And mashallah, we have seen many of our ulama, if the bayan is not finished by adhan time, they will stop. And then they will carry on after adhan again. So adhan has to be respected. And we reply to the adhan. In fact, this is one of the guarantees of maut on iman. When a person listens to the adhan, he replies to the adhan, and with all the details, we say the words of the muazzin. When he says, Hayya al-salah twice, Hayya al-falah twice, then we say, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. And in the morning, Fajr adhan, when the muazzin says, As-salatu khayrun min an-nawm, we say, Sadaqta wa bararta. So with all that, and a person reads Durood Sharif after the adhan, and he makes the dua of wasila, اللهم رب هذه الدعوة التامة والصلاة القائمة يريد دعاء then حلت له شفاعتي أي وجبت له شفاعتي. That my Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, for me to intercede for him now has become compulsory. On the day of Qiyamah, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, I will intercede for that person. Our Shaykh Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, rahmatullah alayhi, used to explain that the intercession, shafa'at, sifarish of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the day of Qiyamah will only be for the mu'mineen. It won't be for the non-believers. So, by breathing this dua, it means we will have to die on iman. Because Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam will be making sifarish for us, and he will only be making for the mu'mineen. So, we wish Allah give us the tawfiq to respect the adhan, to reply to the adhan, and then to come immediately for the namaz. We many times we have mashuras that how to get the students for namaz. The nazims explain to get them out of the class is a problem, like zohar time, asr time. If they come out of class somehow, then they just in the corridors they on top. If we somehow get them away from there, they come and they loiter around in the courtyard. If we get them out from there somehow, then they loiter around in the wuzukhana, making a noise there, passing their time there, and then inevitably they are late, they come late for namaz. Whereas if we ourselves realize it, our duty as mu'mineen, that when the adhan goes, that now we go straight to the masjid. If we haven't got wudu, then we go and take our wudu. If we have to go to toilet, we go. But if we have wudu, we are young people, usually wudu remains. It's not a problem for young people. We should come straight to the masjid. So the adhan also, the proper respect is that we listen, we keep quiet, we reply to the adhan, and then we come directly and physically we respond, we come for our namaz. Namaz is a very, very great ibadah. Allah Ta'ala declares in the Quran Sharif, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ, that the believers have become successful already. قَدْ is for تَعْكِيد, تَحْقِيد. أَفْلَحَ, 100, and فَلَح is the Arabic word which comprises all types of success. Every type of success you can think of, Allah says the mu'mineen have got that. And in order to acquire it, Allah has mentioned many qualities here in the 18th supara at the beginning. The first quality Allah says, الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ, those people who have got khushu, khudu in their namaz, who have got concentration, devotion in their namaz. Khushu, khudu, khushu has to do with our outward form, that we're not scratching all the time, we're not looking around, etc. You can see that person is properly, all the postures are correct. Khudu is the inside of namaz, concentration, devotion. And those mu'mineen are successful who have got their outward namaz also properly, not just like a fly comes and you make the fly away. Little bit you think it's itching here, now you are scratching here, now you are scratching here, etc. Even with the coughing, as far as possible, we must try and control the cough. If we can't help it, then we cough, but we should try and avoid it as much as possible. A sneeze also. If we can control the sneeze, we should control it. Not like it happens, unfortunately, especially with young people, students. We just feel like a little bit uncomfortable in the throat and we start coughing. And what happens? Somebody else coughs. And you just hear coughing all the time. And after namaz, you don't hear coughing. In namaz, we hear all the coughing. And when we feel like it's itching and you want to scratch, just tell yourself that I'm in namaz now, I can't scratch. But after namaz, I'll scratch properly because then I'll be out of namaz. Out of namaz, you'll see there's no itch left. It's all just shaitan who wants to take us away from our namaz and make us scratch here, scratch there. And exactly the same we can understand with all the stray thoughts that we get, wasawis that we get in namaz also. And then a person wants to carry on thinking of all that. If it's haram, it's haram, out of the question. Even in namaz, it's worse haram, if we are thinking of bad things. Out of namaz also. But if it is not haram, then tell yourself, all this what I'm thinking, after namaz, I'm out of namaz, then I'll think properly about it. So after namaz, you'll find it doesn't come. Okay? So it's all shaitan who wants to deprive us of the great benefits of namaz. Anyway, after Allah explained that, and there's so much more detail in that, then at the end of this ayat where Allah explained the success of the believers, again the last ayat Allah Ta'ala brought, وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَلَىٰ صَلَوَاتِهِمْ يُحَافِظُونَ. Those people are those successful people who they make hifazat of their namaz. Hifazat of something, like all of us, we've got our money, we protect it, we look after it, we think where we put it, we look after it. Like that, hifazat of namaz. Not just that we are carefree, we'll finish now Juma namaz, no idea about asr. No, it's like a thing we worry about. My asr namaz, I must be here. I'm going to sleep little bit, I'm going to make little mutala, I'm going to study. I got some work, I have to go somewhere, I'll do my work. But for my asr, I have to be back in the masjid. I have to be here again. After asr, again that worry. Now I'm finished with my asr, my maghrib, I must be here. I must make sure I go toilet on time. I make wuzu. I have so much time. We should work it out on our minds. It takes me so long more normally in the toilet, so long for wuzu, then by when I can be in the masjid. So those people who make hifazat of their namaz, Allah declares the success for those people. Then namaz in the other ayat, Allah Ta'ala says, aqim as-salah, establish the namaz. Namaz, Allah, very fasalli li rabbika. One, two places Allah said, perform namaz. Otherwise, it is aqimi salah, aqimu salah. That is iqamati salah. That doesn't mean just you make your namaz, but with all its requisites. Proper istinja, our clothes are packed, and then our istinja, our wuzu is properly. Many of us, we stand and make wuzu. It's sunnah to sit and make wuzu. And then we concentrate. Our wuzu is also a great thing that leads on, that will make our namaz properly. So all those preparations also must be done properly. Then in namaz, with all the sunan and adab and respects of namaz, we make namaz, that is called iqamati salah. So when a person does that, on that Allah says, "Inna salata tanha anil fahsha'i wal munkar." That namaz is that stops a person from fahsha and munkar, or lewd and shameless deeds and shameless gunas and all munkar, what Allah Ta'ala has made haram, what are despicable, which are hated in the eyes of man also, in the eyes of Allah also. Namaz will protect us from that. Namaz is that great. Many of us are such that we got bad habits, we know, and we want to get rid of them, but we can't get. We try our best. Some of us, our anger, some of us, our eyes, we're looking at haram. Some of us, some other problem we have, we all know it, and we can't seem to get rid of it. Some of us, our laziness, some of us, our too much of sleeping, too much of eating, overeating, whatever bad habit, and we can't seem to defeat it and overcome it. But Allah says that namaz will stop. You make effort on your namaz, and namaz, inna salata tanha anil fahsha'i wal munkar. We make effort on our namaz that we become what is called namazi. That from the start we are there properly, our namaz, this will protect us from all these shameless and lewd actions. On one occasion, at the Markaz in Nizamuddin, in the time of Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, they were having meals. And there was a system, we don't know now, but till very long when we were there also, then the water is not put in jugs under the dasturkhan. Like normally we will put the water in jugs, and anyone wants, he takes the jug, he pours in his glass, he drinks water. But there, no glasses also, no jugs. There was somebody walking around, and anyone wants water, they just make a sign to him, so he gives them the water. He pours, he gives it to them. That was the system. So this person, the glass fell from his hand. So then Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi looked up at him and told him, looks like your namaz is still not correct. In other words, if your namaz was correct, this glass shouldn't have fallen from your head. So when things go wrong in our lives also, we do wrong things, etc., it is because namaz is not correct. If we correct our namaz, namaz will correct our whole deen. Namaz will correct our whole dunya's life. Namaz will correct our akhirat also. Namaz is such a great gift. Allah give us the tawfiq, the understanding for myself first, for all of us, that namaz is a great gift of Allah tabaruk wa ta'ala. On one occasion, there was a nikah year, and they asked me to say a few words, and I said, and in the course of the discussion, this also came, that in namaz, to keep our eyes controlled, that when we are in a standing position, you look at the place of sajda. When you go in ruku, you look at your feet. And when you are going in, when you in sajda, then you focus on your nose. You can't see your nose. But you mustn't close your eyes. In whole namaz, it's not right to close the eyes. Eyes must be open even if you want to concentrate. We have to learn to concentrate with our eyes open. That is the sunnah. And so we focus on the nose. And then when we are making, when we are in a sitting position, a tahiyat position, jalsa, we should look into our lap. And when we make salam, we should look on the shoulder. The farishtas are here, the angels, kiram and katibin, we should focus on them and make salam to them. If it is jamaat namaz, then to all the musallis on both sides, on the two sides. Which side the imam is, we should make his niyat also. So in this way, if we will make our namaz, our eyes will come under control. So that was all I said. Then after about 2 months, one brother phoned me and he told me that I had the great weakness that I can't control my eyes. Always looking at other women, haram I should look at. For that reason, he was a genuine, pious person. But weakness in him. So he made a second nikah just to protect his eyes. But he says that also didn't help me. Still I was looking. But since I practiced this for 2 months, now my eyes are 100% under control. So this is a mustahab, a perhaps a sunnah of namaz. But if that can yield so much profit, if we make the whole namaz properly, what won't namaz give us? Namaz is a great ibadat. And now at your, what I call your formative years, Shaitan tells us we will become namazi afterwards. Now I have to learn more. Oh, I'm a young person. What, I'm going to be in the masjid all the time? But if you make your namaz now, please really think of it. You will do yourself a great favor. How much we become regular with namaz. We make our namazes properly. And there's much more detail. And ulama have written beautiful kitabs. One is a small kitab, few pages, Anwaru Salah. It's available. Read that kitab and see how your namaz will come. One is Mi'rajul Mu'mineen. This is also a great kitab to make. Namaz is the mi'raj of a mu'min. What a great ibadah. Allah give us tawfiq to understand this and make, and one of the easy ways to make my namaz correct, and that is why I'm speaking now, tell others. Then you will become conscious yourself. You are telling others, what about yourself? That you also must correct your namaz. So tell your friends, when we speak to our friends outside the madrasa, we speak to our family people, tell them about namaz. That, and then our namaz will also. If with the whole term we were telling our family, and when we go home we're not making namaz, they will say, you are telling us about namaz all the time and you yourself now not making. Or you're not regular. So by telling others, we will become regular. So Allah give us tawfiq to understand this great gift of namaz which Allah has given us, and what it is going to give us, this namaz. In the akhirat, we can't imagine. But the main thing is, Allah put it in my heart, put it in your heart, that this is a great, great gift. And sometimes also read the punishments of not making namaz. How severe in Fazaila Amal, Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah has written, for one namaz, one hukam. A long, long period a person will have to stay in Jahannam for one namaz that he did not make. So Allah Ta'ala, and we know the condition of the ummah, how we are with regard to the most important thing, namaz. Allah give us tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana.